This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!
From the vacation capital of North America, this is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. Now, your host, Matt Hotchberg.
All right, I just want to quickly mention, of course, that this live show is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 101,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And, of course, we should mention that Len actually just did an article for All Ears, the newsletter over there, which was very good. So nice job there, Len.
Thank you.
And we'll go back to Mike from New Jersey. Mike, what's your question for us?
I had a question about upgrading to an annual pass.
Yep.
We're going this November, and we have 90 Magic Your Way with Park Hoppers, and we're looking again at going again next October. And I'm just wondering if I can upgrade those, you know, 9-day Park Hopper tickets to an annual pass when I get there.
So why would you want to do that? Let me ask this question, because I just went through this exact decision with my daughter on Friday. You tell me what you're looking at, and then I'll tell you the way I was thinking it. Go ahead.
Was trying to see if I would save any money, because on the boards, I hear once you get in the 10 to 12 day range, depending on you know what your circumstances are, going with the annual pass can save you money.
It depends. How long is this? How long is your upcoming trip?
9 days. We have 9-day Magic Away Park Hopper tickets.
And you're thinking about going again next year?
Yeah, probably about the same length of time.
The bottom line, I think, you can definitely upgrade. Let me answer the question, Len, and then we can go into why he's doing what he's doing. And you can take any ticket that you have, as long as it hasn't expired, and you can use the value, remaining value or total value, whatever's left over in the ticket, towards an annual pass. So that answers that part of the question. Now, Len had a question as to why you're doing what you're doing. And Len, what was the point of clarification that you needed?
So, any catch? How many days are you going next year?
Probably about the same time. It'll be between the 7 and 9 day. We'll be getting tickets for.
So it's 18 days total. Okay, so 18 days. It definitely makes sense to get the annual pass. The thing that I was trying to figure out was when I was doing my ticket on Friday was whether if I look at how many trips my daughter Hannah could take, counting this week and reasonably forecasting the time next year, it was right in the 10 to 12 day range, and I was trying to figure out whether we would be better off with a 10 day no expiration park hopper versus annual pass, because if I could do the 10 days over 13 months or 14 months versus the 12 months, I might have been better off, even though they were almost exactly the same price. That was sort of the thing I was going, but your circumstances are sufficiently different. If you're doing 18 days, the annual passes, I think the obvious choice. The problem is that Disney doesn't have a pass longer than 10 days for domestic guests, so you essentially have to start over and pay those first three high price days again. So for you, the annual pass is the best deal.
How much credit will I get do I do it before I even go to the parks when I first get there?
Or? Yeah, that's exactly what I would do.
And then you give me 100% of their value?
Yeah,
they would give you the unused value of what you paid. So if you paid $420, is that what you paid? Somewhere in there?
It's around, like, for the three of us, my wife, daughter, and I, I was figuring about $815.
Yeah, so they'll give you whatever you paid for the ticket, you know, prorated. So if you've used any days, they'll knock those off. But yeah, that'll be a huge chunk of what your annual pass is going to be.
Great. I appreciate that, guys. Thanks for all your hard work.
Thanks for calling in.
Good
I appreciate
call.
It.
Good question.
We want to mention, of course, that you can bring that call on, Mike. We want to mention also that, of course, we have Sarah from All Star Vacation Homes here. So if you've got questions about a vacation home, this is a great night to answer it.
Hi, guys. Cool. Hi, guys. I have a quick question for you.
Hey.
actually a couple of thousand questions, bud.
Go ahead.
Okay. The first one. Are the pools heated at the resorts?
They are indeed. Yes.
80 degrees. Yeah.
80 degrees? Really? It's like the skin will peel right off of you?
No, it's great.
80? No, actually, so my daughter went swimming today at the All-Star pool. She said it was a little bit chilly. It wasn't unbearable, but it was, 80 degrees during the summer is cool. 80 degrees during the winter is not bad.
Our pool was nice and heated today.
I've been swimming in February, let's put it that way.
And it was all yours.
That's right. There was no little kids running in my pool today.
All right, cool. All right, well, I'll see what I can do about that if I go down there. We're heading down there in November. Unfortunately, we're going to be down there during Thanksgiving week because teachers don't really get a break. So, yeah. First question, I guess, about this is innovations. Is it crowded on Thanksgiving Day?
Interventions? No, it's rarely crowded.
No.
The more popular things are crowded. But if you get in the early part of the day or later on in the evening, like around dinner time, it won't be crowded.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The next one I have for you is on Thanksgiving, we're going to ride test track first, but you think we should send runners to go get fast passes for the Mission Space?
Mission Space?
I would get fast passes for Soarin', then I would ride test track, then I would ride Mission Space. The one that you're most likely not to need fast passes for is Mission Space.
Okay, all right. Let's see, the next one, this might be for Mr. Hotchberg. And congratulations to you, man.
Thank you.
For as long as it works. How boost are we if we don't arrive at the Hollywood Studios until 10 or 11 in the morning on a Monday?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Are we pretty much doomed if we don't arrive at 10 or 11 in the morning on a Monday at the Hollywood Studios?
Toy Story Mania, you mean?
Oh, just the whole thing, actually, anything that we might be going, especially the week of Thanksgiving.
Toy Story, definitely, you're going to be out of luck. I mean, the fast passes will be gone, and the standby line will be ridiculous. I mean, we're talking over close to around 100 minutes, if not more than that. Other attractions, it'll be more manageable. I mean, Tower of Terror is a fairly efficient attraction, so I wouldn't worry about that one. Coaster can have they may have long waits, so that's you're gonna have to keep in mind, but they won't be unbearable. I think Toy Story's lines that week are gonna be unbearable. You know what I'm talking about? But otherwise I think it'll be fairly manageable, especially if you use FastPass to your advantage. But of course, one of the things we always say, and I know Scopa is a big proponent of this, is getting there in that first hour and taking really advantage of that early time in the parks.
Yeah, the only thing is there's an extra magic hour at the Magic Kingdom that night, which I think is until 2 in the morning or something like that. So it might be a little rough getting up that next morning.
I understand.
Yeah.
What else can we help you with?
The next one then. Let's see. Does milk count as a soft drink in the Disney dining plan?
It does.
Like
I was able to.
Service
yes.
And all that?
Yes, I used it. Yep.
Yes. Excellent. How about bottled water?
No.
Yeah. Wait. You mean like a Dasani, or are you talking about like a?
Yeah. Yeah, just a Dasani or something like that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Bottles
no.
of water isn't.
No, no. He's talking about if you're like at a sit down restaurant, right, and you ask for a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that doesn't count.
Oh no. Sorry. I thought like an aquapana or something like that. Yeah. No. That's not. That doesn't count. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Let's see. The crowd calendars are in the book. Ding. Are based on the Magic Kingdom crowds, right?
Yeah, but if you look at the bottom of the website, we actually translate the numbers to the other parks as well. That's still a work in progress.
I'll have to go back down that. Okay, good deal. All right, this is a really strange one. On the Spaceship Earth ride, what are those little arc-like cars that are between the passenger cars?
Scopa? Do you know about that?
Oh, you mean like the
if it's an arc, he knows, right?
Yeah, I think it's the
it's the motor, isn't it? Isn't it the engine or whatever?
I think so.
No, it's some sort of controller.
Is that what it is?
It's some kind of controller. So if I actually crack one open during the ride, do you think they'd be okay with that?
I would take a hammer to it, actually. I wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, just bring the sledge with you.
Portable skill saw.
All right, next thing. Had a big list here. I guess this last one. Can I get a reprogrammed Pal Mickey to be like a Pal Testa or something like that?
So we were actually doing that. You laugh. We actually had... Mark Winters from the RideMax software guy had talked about doing something like this a couple years back, and we obviously compete on the Touring Plan software, but that was something where we looked at doing that together. That was hysterical. Unfortunately, I think it's too proprietary a system, but if they ever did it would have been hysterical.
Oh, man. That'd be sweet. All right.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in.
I think that's it. Appreciate it, guys.
Hey, anytime.
Cool. Thanks. See ya.
Hey, Len, did you have a question for Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah. So for those of us who have never actually rented a vacation home, if we think it might be too expensive or the home might be too big, why don't you tell us a little bit about what are some of the smaller offerings and sort of the price ranges that you have?
Sure. We've got two-bedroom condos, actually, that are located in resort communities. So you've still got a clubhouse and a pool and a fitness center and game room and things like that. But they are your own private two- or three-bedroom condos that start from $129 a night. And two bedrooms will sleep up to six people. So you've
two bedrooms from $129 a night. And how far from Disney?
We've got a resort community that's 3 miles. The furthest is four. So everything is within four miles of Disney.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. You've also
and you have
got
pictures of these on your website?
We do. Every property is featured on the website with pictures, virtual tours, amenities list, floor plans, so you can plan out, take a look at exactly what's going to be right for your size group that's coming down. If you are working with, and if you prefer to book through travel agents, we are working with MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And so if you've got a favorite agent there, you can also work through your agent there to book one of our homes.
Wow.
That's awesome. 407-278-5939. Let me tell you, nothing. Those two-bedroom condos sound nice, but you really haven't lived until you've seen the house that we're in right now.
No. Yeah, I mean, the house that we saw last year in May was just phenomenal. I mean, the pool alone.
Yeah.
If you've got kids that, that can swim and everything, and you don't have to worry about.
Forget kids. If you have an adult. That's my favorite part of the whole place.
Scope us in heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
It really is. I mean, it really is, because it's got, you've got knives and forks. I mean, you've got cutlery, you've got plates, you've got a refrigerator.
It's everything that you need the website to. Let me give you Scopa.
I know that you've got, cutlery.
The website too also has community maps as well as maps that show exactly where the community is in relationship to Disney.
Let me put it in perspective. We can see from our house Expedition Everest from our house. If I go outside in the front, I can see Expedition and Everest from here. So that tells you how close we are.
Who are you, Sarah Palin?
so you're qualified to be vice president.
I am indeed. 407-278-5939. You can give us a call. Don't forget, you can join us in chat. Just go to www.today.com.
Technically, you need to be a mayor of celebration first. Go ahead.
Yeah, and yeah, that's right. We have our next caller. It's Messiah from Japan. Konnichiwa.
Hello.
Hey, Messiah.
Hi. Mandela, everybody.
Mandela, Messiah.
Okay. I just wanted to say the congratulations to Matt.
Thank you. On his
wedding.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's so nice.
Mushy, mushy.
How was your honeymoon?
It won't last.
I think New Hampshire is about to go offline when I push this button over here.
But Matt, you are loved, right?
I know. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Can I say something about the live show? And thank you for all you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I enjoy the live show very much every time. And in July, when you did a live show from the Magic Meet.
Yes.
Maybe some of the listeners in the chat room remember that I won the Power Branch ticket. I enjoyed the Palo Blanche on Disney Magic in September very much, and I remembered about the time that I listened to the live show, and I screamed a lot, and I called at 3 a.m. in the morning from Japan to,
nice.
to you guys.
That was a great show.
At the Palo, I talked about the attendees in the room, I mean the private dining room in the parlor, and it was really nice. It was more than nice, and I enjoyed it very much. And you guys have been giving me a very nothing, I mean, very much joy, I mean.
Great.
So I want to thank you all for doing the live show and the podcast.
Messiah, thank you for listening all these times, staying up as late as you stay up and listening to the shows. Really appreciate it. It really stands out. We never miss the fact that you, the commitment you made to the show. Really appreciate it. It helps us keep going. The show. I mean, all of our listeners really do a great job, you know, making staying with the show and everything. We really appreciate it.
Hey, Messiah, this is Len. I have a quick question for you. How far are you from Tokyo Disneyland?
If I drive, it will take about 6 hours from my apartment.
Okay, 6 hours. Okay, cool. I'm thinking of, I'm heading over your way sometime next year. I think Hannah and I are going to go do Hong Kong Disneyland. We might stop off at Tokyo Disneyland as well. I'll keep in touch. I'll let you know how it goes.
So you will be coming to Japan too, not only Hong Kong Disneyland?
I think so. I think we might do Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Beijing and see what happens. So we'll see.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in, Messiah. We always appreciate hearing from you.
That's great.
Great.
If possible, I would love to be there, I mean, in Tokyo Disney when you come. So please let me know, okay?
I'll keep in touch. Thank you, Messiah.
Thank you.
I will let you know.
Thank you, Messiah. Thanks for calling in.
It was so good seeing you, Messiah, just a month ago. It was so great. See you soon.
Hi, Annette. thank you for everything you did to me and to the everybody and Dave and Steve Cruz. And thank you to Becky and thank you to Dave. I believe she's listening, but not in the chat room today.
All right, Messiah. Thanks so much for everything.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Right. Thank you. See you in December.
Will do. Thank you. See you,
Messiah.
And we have a next caller right behind Messiah. It's Tyler and Trish from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Well, we're headed down to the world in about 2 weeks, and we just had a couple questions. You guys have a great show. I listen to you all the time. And
thank you.
My wife kind of listens because I make her.
Nice.
Yeah, you know.
we have twin boys who will be turning 9 when we're down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard the general get the button, the telephone call, that type of thing. But one of the questions we had was, is there any secret birthday type surprises or any interesting things, fun things that we could do for them while we're down there to surprise them? You know, we won't be shipping a lot of gifts or anything like that down there. But
so there are a couple of things that you can do. Obviously, make sure that the resort staff knows when you check in that it's their birthday. Make sure that anytime you're doing any sit down dining, let them know that it's their birthday. The other thing, you know, that I saw when I was at All Star Movies this weekend, apparently parents had told the housekeeping staff, maybe had slipped a fiver to the housekeeping staff, and told them it was the kid's birthday. The housekeeping staff did a pumpkin shaped birthday cake. Because it was Halloween, you know, sort of Halloween thing, and they put it in the window. It was a really intricate display. The parents left it out the Friday, Saturday, Sunday that I was there. It was really interesting. I think if you tell housekeeping that it's the birthday and maybe throw a few bucks their way too, because housekeeping is really a tough job and they don't get a lot of money anyway. But tell housekeeping too, I would say. In the parks, you know, where are the buttons? And yeah, I think that's the best you could probably do without being overly pushy.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things you can do is you got to wear the birthday buttons, and that's about the best thing you can do. There's a lot of stuff that can happen to you, and they won't know it's your birthday unless you have your birthday buttons on there. So definitely have that when you make your ADRs. Be sure to mention when you're making the ADRs that you have that it is your birthday or whoever's birthday it is. You'll at least usually get like a cupcake or something. With your meal if you're at a sit-down restaurant. And, you know, always mention it to any Disney employee that you run into when you're making any kind of reservations. That's really the key over there. Other than that, I mean, a lot of it is luck, you know. Sometimes there'll be a cast member who wants to make a magical moment.
Exactly.
Sometimes things will happen. But
they're identical and they dress alike, so...
I was going to say, dressing alike is probably a good idea there, yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure that button's out so it can be seen.
All right, so, yeah, definitely do that.
Okay, and we're staying at Riverside, and we've heard from some friends who just got back and stayed at French Quarter that French Quarter's bus to the Magic Kingdom to the Epcot now is direct. They don't share that bus with Riverside.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
We've requested Oak Manor. I think it's Building 90. We're just wondering is it quicker to walk over to French Quarter to get those buses direct that make just that one stop, or would it be better to go to the front of Riverside or the backside of Oak Manor for a bus pickup?
How would you get there? Isn't there a canal? Isn't there a
no? You river? Can, you can walk between the two resorts. There's a
yeah, I know you path. Can, but I'm thinking from 90 though you have to. You're still gonna have to walk along the path. Oh yeah, I see. Along. Yeah. No, that's still a hike, dude.
Yeah, it's still a hike. You should definitely stick with the bus. That's for your resort and deal with it that way. It's still going to be your best bet. I mean, the only way that would ever work out is if, like, the other bus, like, broke down or something. I mean, that's something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Okay, and this question is kind of lame. We know that they serve Coke products there in the park, and we my wife's adamant that we're getting the overpriced mugs, refillable mugs, but wondering what... Can't find anything of what types of Coke products they serve. I'm addicted to Coke Zero. I'm wondering, do they serve that in their
The only place I've seen Coke Zero is All Star Cafe, or the whatever they call it now, the official All Star Cafe. They have the Coke Zero there. I've seen it there, but in restaurants and everything like that, no Coke Zero there.
Okay, all right. Well, and the last thing I'm an economist by trade and a mathematician by education, and so the nerdy math background, statistical background that Len gives to all the work that he does, I appreciate hearing that too. So.
Oh, fabulous! So you should see what we're doing now. We have a project that we just completed last week, and around hotel rates. It's very interesting. It's going to be in an upcoming online publication. I'll let you know when it comes out. It was fabulous work. Thanks very much on that.
We were trying to decide when we were going to go, I pulled down the crowd calendar off your website and then wrote a little program based on the number of days we wanted to stay and looked at what of those.
Did you? I know where you're going with that.
The lowest average. So I thought about writing that up and emailing it to you, but it worked out for us. We picked the week that we're actually going was in the top 14 of the lowest week. So.
Well, that's one of the things that we want to mention also is that some people in chat, like Janine and Bruce from Brooklyn and some other people, were mentioning that there were some places on Walt Disney World property that do have Coke Zero. Pop Century and the Polynesian seem to be the two places that are mentioned. Also, Sunshine Seasons at Epcot has that. So we have our next caller, which is Maria from North Carolina. Welcome, Maria.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Outstanding. Hey. What can we do for you tonight?
I had a question coming down for a soap weekend, and
yes.
This is the first time I'll be down there with no children, and usually my son drags me around the park.
We call that the Mike Scopa trip.
I'm sorry, what?
We call that the Mike Scopa trip if you come with no children.
Exactly.
Okay. just wanted some tips for that soap weekend. Hear that it's pretty busy and hectic. Any pointers as to what to do first, or is it really as...
For Super Soap?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Maria, your son Danny sitting next to me says hi.
He would be the one that won't be dragging me around the park, so I can do what I need to do, finally.
Good, very good. For Super Soap, it's a real tough event. My advice to you is get there early. There'll be people that will be camped out literally at like 2 a.m., those people don't pay no attention to them. What you want to do is you want to prioritize what you're interested in doing. With Super Soap, you have to prioritize what you want to do. You're going to want to make sure that if you're interested in meeting the celebrities, make sure you get those fast passes. Be in line for the fast passes. Get there. Depending on the celebrity, I mean, certain ones require you to get there earlier. Like Susan Lucci, who's kind of tentative right now because of Dancing with the Stars. Assuming she was there, for instance, she's a big star. That person you need to get there really early for. I'm talking like probably 2 hours before it so you can get in line for it. Whereas another star... who's maybe lesser known, those are easier to get fast passes for. This is the same for like Star Wars weekends. In any case, if you want to meet them, get there early, get your fast passes because there'll be lines set up before even the park opens. So you'll definitely want to get there. I would say believe it or not, I would say for Super Sub, you got to be there by like 8 a.m., even if the park opens at 9, just to get in line. If you want the fast pass, if you're just there to enjoy the events and kind of like take it all in, right, then you can be a little more cavalier in terms of what you're doing.
Does it pretty much take over the entire park that day?
It takes over parts of the park. Like Sunset Boulevard, you won't know that it's Super Sub weekend, but like around the Sorcerer's Hat, Indiana Jones, there'll be a lot of Super Sub stuff going on over there. You know what I mean? So certain parts of the park are completely enveloped in it, while other parts of the park you wouldn't know that it's going on.
Okay. Well, great.
Great. Do you want to kiss Danny goodbye? Good night.
Yes. Good night, Danny.
He's listening, so okay.
Good night, Mom. Love you.
Good night, Dan. Love you.
Aww. Thanks, Danny's mom.
So where's weekend, Danny?
I need to come see Danny's mom.
Where's
Danny's mom will be appearing Super Soap weekend, even if Susan Lucci doesn't come.
Very good.
where are you from, Maria?
North Carolina.
Where in North Carolina?
Raleigh. North Carolina.
I knew that, right? Because Danny had said that. He's a good kid. I like Danny quite a bit.
He is a good kid.
He works hard, too.
It's very hard, you know, having a good kid and having him leave you.
That's what's funny. My mom never said that to me. Isn't that
odd? Because a lot of moms want them to go.
You don't mind that they leave you. But yeah, when you have good kids, you don't like when they leave you. But,
all right. Exactly. Okay. All right. Good.
Thanks, Maria.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And we have a next caller. Mike? Yeah, Bill. Yeah, I know. Oh. I don't see it over here.
I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
Bill from Illinois is who's next. Bill?
Hey, guys. It's Father Bill Kepler.
Hey, Father Bill. How are you?
Padre, how's it going?
Doing fine. I sent you some emails about Sun Pass and such. That's who I am.
Okay.
And I'm going down for the first time in a very long time, and that's MEI folks have helped me to get a room down at... tried to get Scopa Towers, but they were booked. So I'm at All-Star, and I'm going to be using for the very first time the Magical Express, and I'm not quite sure how to, you know, what's the process. I'm flying an airline that charges for bags, so I'm going to try and do everything carry-on.
Yep. I just did this over the weekend. Yep. I just did this.
Annette, do you want to kind of give the 30-second DME explanation?
So you're going to have your bag with you? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I hope to do, yeah.
Okay, you can just head right on down to DME and carry that bag right onto the bus with you. And, in fact, that's how I like to travel because I like to have my bags with me and know that they're going to get to the resort with me.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought. I've never done this before. I typically drive, but I'm going down in December. And it just, you know, given the time that I'm going down, it just didn't make sense. Be 2 days down, 2 days back. Used to be able to do it in a day, but so I'm going in on a Monday night and coming back on a Friday night. So that seemed to be the way to do it. And I didn't want to rent a car. You know, this is going to be my economy trip.
Absolutely. You can save a lot of money that way.
Just so you know, if you cannot get everything in that carry-on and you do end up having to check a bag, they give you a yellow bag tag that you put on your bag. And they go on to snatch that bag for you and take it over to the resort if you decide to do that. But if you're going to go on and have that carry-on, just wheel it on down with you. Makes for a quicker trip right out in the DME.
That's what I hope to do. And Matt, congratulations. I forgot to offer that to you earlier. So the guys were interesting while you were away, but glad to have you back.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
I think we thank him. We were interesting.
Thanks, Bill. I'll go with that.
We were fast, anyways.
Thank you. Oh, wait, that was at me? That was you. Oh, boo to you back. Boo to you.
Funny.
We have
another... Good night.
Good night, Bill. Thank you.
Good night.
See you, Bill.
See you in December.
We have another caller coming right up after Bill, and that is Doug from South Carolina. Welcome, Doug.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Outstanding.
Am I on a delay?
No, you should be okay. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Well, let me give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room. I've been chatting with them, and they've been answering some of my questions.
Oh, they're great in the chat room. I mean, you can join them at wgwtoday.com. You see the link to join the chat over there. But it is a lot of fun, isn't it, Doug?
Yeah, it is. It's really cool.
Cool.
I do have a couple of questions for you guys.
Shoot.
My first one is, we'll be staying at one of the Fort Wilderness cabins on the first week of December.
Yep.
And I wanted to find out about Trails End Buffet, if ADRs were necessary for that restaurant at that time of year, or is that something we would be able to just go over any time?
Scopo, Mike, what do you think?
Doug, for Trails End, I think that you may want to consider making an ADR for breakfast or for dinner, but for lunch you should be okay. Typically, for lunch, everybody is at the parks, and since Trails End is out of the way, it's off the beaten path, not too many people will go over to Fort Wilderness in the middle of the day for lunch. But for breakfast and for dinner, I think most of those patrons who would be at Trails End are going to be people who are staying at Fort Wilderness and the Wilderness Lodge. So for breakfast and for dinner, I would make ADRs.
Okay, that sounds good. And I also have a couple more questions.
Sure.
Since we're going to be staying at one of the cabins, we plan on utilizing the kitchen, you know, for most of our breakfasts and lunches.
Yep.
Taking our afternoon break and having lunch back at the cabin. Now, are you guys familiar with the trading post there at Fort Wilderness? I was wondering how well stocked they are with, you know, most of your grocery needs. Either using the trading post or maybe buying groceries, say, online at the Garden Grocer and having them delivered before we get there, or maybe just shipping down some stuff beforehand, or maybe just renting a car and going off site for our grocery needs.
Well, I think I can talk about we have answers for both. I'll tell you about what they have at the resort. I mean, what they have is very basic stuff. I mean, they'll have like some like half a gallon of milk, like one brand of bread, one brand of pasta that you can heat up or something like that. Very basic kind of stuff, very limited selection. And, of course, it's Disney. It's not going to be the cheapest option you'll ever find in your life. But, Sarah, you're familiar with the web option?
With Garden Grocer. We do work with them, and it's a great service. I'm not sure how it would work on Disney proper, but I do know that folks that order ahead of time, it's delivered actually to their vacation home the day they check in. So everything's stocked and sitting there waiting for them the day they check in. I'm not exactly sure how that would work on property, but they are a great and a reliable service.
Yep, you can still do it. What they'll do is they'll leave the groceries at Bell Services. So maybe at the at the front of the cab, you know, the check-in place for the cabins. They would probably leave them there. But you know what? You can send them the question online at gardengrocer.com, and they'll tell you what the answer is. We get a ton of positive feedback from them on the unofficial guide. In fact, it's the only grocery service that we recommend in the book. It's
That's where I got the idea from. Actually.
Yeah, and we've actually used them before. We've tested them out. It's not something that we just threw in the book. We've actually used them before.
Great. We have another email. It's from Mike from Indiana. Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. What can we do for you tonight?
I just wanted to call and tell you that we've been listening to you guys for a while now, and we just got back from the world a couple weeks ago. And in preparation, we've been listening to some of the older episodes, and I'm just like totally freaked out that you guys have been doing this show for these many episodes, 400 and something.
Oh, my God. We've been doing it for that long?
Us too. I can't believe it either.
You guys must be nuts, man.
That's one way of putting it, yes.
That's probably the nicest thing we've been called.
One thing I wanted to say, a couple of things. We stayed at Pop Century for the first time, and we actually had a really good time. I was kind of against it, you know, because we've always stayed in a vacation home. But I think your listeners might like to know that it's beneficial to stay on the resort because there's a lot of benefits. I noticed, like, when we went to, like, the Contemporary or other places, they just waved us on in instead of, you know, asked us exactly why we were there and, you know, did we have reservations for certain restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's benefits there's consequences of staying, you know, on or off Disney property. Obviously,
pros and cons, Matt.
Yeah, that's
pros and cons.
Thank you. You did invent the English language, Mike, so I appreciate that.
Exactly. Here, in the ancient Latin.
That's right. But you know, there are pros and cons to it, and you know, I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about it in tomorrow's episode, on Monday's episode, because we're going to talk about vacation homes and kind of the fallbacks and pros or whatever to them. But you know, I know what you're saying, and like it's good. You got to take the good with the bad for either of them.
Yeah. You know, there was another thing I was going to say too. I wanted to email you guys or just call in, but I noticed there was like a major police presence coming into all the parks, like all the roads leading into the parks.
So. They've been really stepping up their efforts to catch speeders on Disney World property. It's something they've been doing now for a little while. In terms of trying to catch, because people previously they weren't allowed on there, and people were really speeding on Disney World property. So now they're trying to catch some of the people that are going excessively fast on there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you want to get there, fast, but you know, I think it's a good idea to have police there, and it really changed our way of going back and forth, you know, to and from the world and everything. So we're thinking about going back in February. Is that a pretty good time with weather-wise and stuff?
Yeah, February's a great time to go. It depends on when you're going. I mean, the only week I wouldn't go is President's Week. That week is just really crowded. But I used to, before I moved down to Florida, I would go the first weekend in February, the first full weekend, and it was just beautiful. Great weather, low crowds, and really the first 2 weeks are great. President's Week stinks because it's just really crowded. But then again, that last little bit of it is also good, although it tends to, you start getting the spring breakers as you get closer to March, but generally speaking, Matt, it's a great month.
Matt, the only thing you gotta watch is the Super Bowl on February 1st in Tampa.
That's right, because they're in Tampa this year.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Really like the show, and we'll talk to you again.
Hey, thanks, Doug, Mike. I appreciate it.
Cool, thanks.